even if he's a frumin Jew, right? But he's doing it for an ulterior motive. You're not doing any favor. The vaday loy nichele la kodesh borchu lam Israel shisarbu geirim kelu b'Israel. For sure, that you're not doing God's will. Uledine poshut change the geir cloud. This is Simen Kufnun Zion, written in 1929. Now, a few pages later, he has a tshuva about something else, about whether a bezin of geirus is kufnun tes, whether the bezin of geirus has to be old talmidei chachomim. Somebody, if you be very careful, you're going to go into small towns, for sure. Even if you're not going to be a rabbi, the rabbi will ask you to be part of the bezin. Right? They are always looking for frumen people to be part of the bezin. Be extremely careful. So it says here. So he answered the tshuva whether in kufnun tes, whether he should, if they all have to be talmidei chachomim or one has to be a talmid chochem. But derech agav, he says like this. Oh, the time difference. This was written already in Tovshin Yud, 1950. So it's 21 years different. 21 years, and he's already, of course, in New York. So listen to what he says. Ach biklal, this he says towards the middle of the tshuva. Ach biklal, he says, ikirat gerus loy noicho daiti mize, vaninimna mize. Notice the difference in language. Loy rak mitzad adin sheme kablem lechatchile bishvil ishus. Elo gam mitam shehu kimat borur keanan sadei sheloi mekabeles amitzves v'rak bepioi meres shemekabeles ubeloi kabolas mitzves af rak prat echot homefuret bebrchoyres daflamet shemekabeloi. So you see that even one is not good enough. So what good is it? Veloi domi lehog de Shabbos. Oh, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, it says like this, Dav Samaches. What about if a goy is Megayer and he never heard about Shabbos? Is it a good Geirus or not? Right? So he says, Have a Geir. It's a good Geirus. Why? Because there he didn't reject anything. Mishum dehosom kibel al mashem echaibim de Israel. He didn't know whether it's this or that. If Itake doesn't know, you hear, if you wouldn't teach the Gentile anything at all, and you tell him, do you want to be mekabel the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael? And he has no idea what it means. He thinks it's eating gefilte fish. So, and he says, yes, then it would be a good geirus b'dieved. You hear, it's an incredible thing. But once you tell him, and then of course in their minds they know very well they'll never keep it, then it's a rejection. Of course, it's not a geir. Was the raya ukmoy bechol ger? That you're going to see if you have time in the Rambam. The Rambam says you only tell them part of the mitzvahs. Don't tell them all the mitzvahs. And you'll see read the reason right away in the Rambam why not. Don't tell them all the mitzvahs. So if you didn't tell them all the mitzvahs, so even a ger tzedek doesn't know all the mitzvahs. So what kind of a kabbalah is it? So what do you see? That the main thing is not the kabbalah. I mean, it is. But the pshat in the Kabbalah is that there is no rejection. It's a Kabbalah klolis. Doesn't have to be a Kabbalah protis of every mitzvah. Right? If you really want to convert somebody, don't tell him anything. Right? That's what comes up. Abul kisheloi kibel, if we tell him and he wasn't mekabelin, he's mekabelin. Dezeu iker geirus. Dezeu iker geirus. Because Kabbalah's mitzvah is not a conditioning geirus. Just the opposite. Kabbalah's mitzvah is what makes him Jewish. You hear what Ramosha said? And he's like, I found a shite. Let's see if I wrote it down. That says like this. Here it is. There is a shita that says that b'diyeved, if you don't have a bezdin, I mean, we don't pass it that way, but I'm telling you, there is a shita in the Rishonim that if the Yevet, if by the Milas Ger you didn't have a Bezen, and the Tvilas Ger you didn't have a Bezen, but you had a Bezen for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's okay with the Yevet. You hear? For Kabbalah's Geros you need a Bezen, right? If you don't have a Bezen for Mile, and not for Twile, but for Kabbalah's Geros, yes, that is Kabbalah's Geros. So even though we don't bask in the Twile, but what do you see from it? The Kabbalah's Geros is not a condition of Geros. That is Geros, except that Geros needs, like Kinyoni, you have to do something. So you have to do Mile, you have to do Twile. Those are the actions that accompany the Geros. But the Geros is the Kabbalah. That's what Reb Moshe means. It's not a Tenai. That is the Geros. So it's ridiculous to say, well, he went through Mile and Twile. What do you mean? Without Kabbalah's mitzvah, you're not Jewish. Uberoiv ha-Geros shebe-medino zu, Shebishvil issues that the most geros are made because of marriage, ein mekabli mitzvahs ab kashu oimrim bepiyam shemekabli. Then who can know it as shemeramin? What, we are fools? We know they are fooling us. Ah, you remember the last tshuva? Listen to this. Ach mekol mokoi ulai giyores zu tekabelan mitzvahs. Maybe, you know, we're living in a different world today. You can never know what will happen tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow she will decide to keep the Shabbos. No, in general. No, he's not talking about any case specific. Just, he's talking about what they did in whether they need on the home. He's talking about the issue. No, not at all.
This is for the person who is not going to go out and keep Shabbos.
But how do you know? How do you know for sure? Ulechein eini oimer boze klum. Do you hear this lashon? Ulechein eini oimer boze klum. Ki yesh harbe rabbonim be New York mekablim gerim ke'elu. I mean, the modesty of Reb Moshe. I mean, he wasn't that type of, you say, you know, kiblu daiti. I mean, even though he's convinced that he's right. Listen, rabbonim in New York, one man, I call all of them, what, amerazi? I can't call them all amerazi. If all the rabbonim in New York, or most rabbonim in New York, are doing it, I can't say anything. I'm not going to scream. You hear the Moshe's matter, but you hear the difference in the. Umemele ein li loyma b'zei yisurim. I'm not going to say yisurim if all the rabbonim in New York are doing it. Aval one thing I'll tell you: ani ein daiti noyche vegam das abomori hagoyen zatzal hoy. That's not lo yoyo noyche b'zei. You do what you think according to the situation. You want to do it? All right. You should know my opinion. I can't say keep them tight. Now, I mean, it's just the difference in the language is so obvious. It's 100% obvious. Reb Moshe is saying here, of course, that his own opinion, of course, is it's ridiculous. Without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if you know that the ger wasn't never had in mind to be mekabel Shabbos, right? They don't belong to the community of Shemre Shabbos. They belong to our reformer shul. So what, they're going to go keep Shabbos, right? So according to my opinion, for sure it's out of the question. But it could be. I mean, since all the rabbonim are doing it, maybe there is a point. Maybe there she will be mekabel. I don't know, so I can tell you. Isurim, you should know my opinion, and that's all.
So I think the question is whether we can compare the case of a person who doesn't appreciate the significance of keeping Shabbos to the case of the Gemara in Shabbos, where a ger never heard about Shabbos, and still the ger is valid to the Eved.
Now that's not what Moshe says. Maybe she will keep it.
Well, I think it means that maybe she'll keep it when she learns of the importance of Shabbos.
Right.
I assume that's what he means.
Because
if she knew, if it's Tamach Shash, it may be in the future, she'll change her mind.
Oh.
I mean, then they have no...
In other words, you are saying like this. Reb Moshe holds, right? I hear Chloe. I mean, Reb Moshe holds like this. Today, for somebody who was raised, a goy, for instance, goes into a family of Reformed Jews, and they tell her, are you going to keep Shabbos? So she knows what's important in Shabbos. Kiddush and Chol, right? That's important. And that she's ready to keep. I mean, Whether you are going to be boiler psoilis mitoicha oichel, that's important. I mean, according to what she thinks, that's not important. It could be that the moment she finds out that it is important, maybe she will keep it. Maybe it don't come.
That's the whole base of chiza for the havamina.
So the truth, right?
Even though she might be the kaveh, it might say that we need to look for pnia acheres.
For
ulterior motives.
No. He's saying b'diyevet. You know, lechatchile.
Why isn't it? Why? I understand why he didn't go.
I mean, you're absolutely right, because from the tshuva is mashma that he's saying that ulefi hadoichek. Right? What?
He was a new kid on the block. He didn't understand right away.
I don't know if that's shot. You know, no, Moshe wasn't. I mean, he wasn't scared, but he I think he was. There was a tremendous anivus in Rav Moshe. He couldn't standing up against everybody. The idea of standing up against everybody, who is everybody? We're not talking about Reform rabbis. We're talking about Orthodox rabbis, right? Now, I want to tell you. That what? To stand up against Orthodox rabbis openly, that they are wrong? No.
Even in the Eruv, in the Shuvas on the Eruv, he writes at one point that as far as he's concerned, the Eruv of Manhattan is out of the question, but there are Rabbanim who are in Manhattan and who do permit it, and they're allowed to do. Someone asked him if he has a Rav in Upper Manhattan, asked Rav Moshe if he has to object to the fact that his colleagues want to make an Eruv. And Moshe said, as far as I'm concerned, it's Osir. There's no possibility of an Eruv, but they are Baalei Hula as well. And if they want to act according to the way they understand it, you're not obligated to fight with them. So Moshe essentially gave his sanction to them to do what they want.
Well, even though he held that.
Right, even though he held
I mean, that's his derech. It's not that because it was in the beginning years. That was his derech. Mm-hmm. He was a tremendous honor. He is a the idea about the tshuva that he has to Rav Amzel, you know, the one who the editor of the what's the name of the Amor. He is a tshuva to him, whether he's mechuyev to listen to him. It's a beautiful tshuva, how to prove that you don't have to listen to me. The Moshe proves in the tshuva that you don't have to listen to me, because it goes through all the yisodos in Aloche, that he nowadays, even if he holds him to be the God Lador, still is not mechuyev because it's a different time. Very interesting.
Why? It's different because those were wanted. They were more and they were based in the summer. They had the sheep.
Right, but Ephraim Moshe held that he is the Sanhedrin.
What's the son over here to be martyred? Because they have ulterior motives.
What's the tzad to be martyred lechatchile?
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. I mean, but he adds a word which is very, I mean, there is something to the word. I don't know what he means by that. So it could be that it means a kefiya doichek, that b'deyeved, if you are nidchak, the situation is such that you have to accept them b'deyeved, okay. But it's mashma more that lefiya doichek, if you think that you shouldn't be mekabel lechatchile. No, listen. It's not because you mummies took away the whole union of the ulterior motive. Now, Derech Agav, just want to tell you concerning, I think I even mentioned this, concerning the whole issue now. Me Yehudi, right here in Eretz Yisrael, who's a Jew? So I heard from very reliable sources, maybe it was even written, that Rav Shach says, what do you mean? I mean, you know what the whole child of Miu Yehudi? Do we recognize Reform Gerus or don't we recognize, or conservative Gerus? Right? So everybody's fighting, you know, oh, we are going to win Miu Yehudi, only what? Orthodox Gerus. Says Rav Shach, and Orthodox Gerus I recognize? That's what I heard. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I can't do it. But if he didn't say it, for sure he thought it. What? We saw, yeah? Interesting. I heard it from reliable sources. They said, to fight for me or Yehudi? It's ridiculous. The Orthodox rabbi. Right. So I saw, I'm not going to go into the authors who said it, but you know, a lot has been written on it. So somebody writes, I mean, of course, not somebody who raised that the Reb Moshe would take his opinion seriously, but in the world, I mean, his opinion is taken seriously by a lot of religious Jews. He says like this: what's the svoret that you have to be mekabel mitzvahs? Does that mean that you need to be mekabel tefillin? Oh, Gaia, you don't have to be mekabel tefillin, because if you don't know that tefillin exists, you're still 100% a Jew, right? We just learned that if you don't know tefillin exists, so it depends on halachas that are identified with Yiddishkeit. We don't have the time to go through the Rambam. The Rambam says, you tell him some halachas like this, representative halachas. What?
Mitzvahs kalas and
mitzvahs chamuras. Mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras. It was representative halachas, right? That to him identify the chiyuvim of Klal Yisrael. What?
The Kabbal, all of this is except for one. It's only ones that are identified as being Jewish, not brought into
it. Oh, you know, if he, for instance, never has in mind
like the law of Mitzvah Goya. How can you do the Kabbal in Gavis, i.e., not being a Kabbal after a part of the Mitzvah?
Right. You know, the halacha says clearly, and by the way, Moshe also is a Jew in this.
It's from the
halacha, most gerus, right, happen because of marriage, but sometimes it happens after they got married, or even before they got married, but they live together, and people know, it's known that they live together. And that the Mishnah says clearly, Hanita Nala Goya, if somebody is known to have relations with a Goya, and then the Goya wants to convert, you don't allow them to live together. You don't allow them to get married. So according to this, even b'dieved, with all the coolest, it won't help you, right? So that already the Achiezer is matir. He says that nowadays, right, that is not identified with Yiddishkeit. Because he goes through another tzad. He goes through the tzad. One thing for sure we know he's going to reject. Meaning, let's say we're Rabbonim, we don't know what he's going to do, right? But he knows. We know that he knows that next day he's going to live together with the same woman, for instance. So he's rejecting this prat. So how can you say there is a kabbalas mitzvahs, there is a rejection of one prat? So on that, the Achiezer says that that's not called a rejection of Yiddishkeit, because that prat in his mind is not Yiddishkeit. Reb Moshe says another reason. Reb Moshe says because nitan halagoye also is because we are afraid that that was the reason why he wants to convert, so therefore we don't want to accept it. But when we know that that's not the reason, he's living happily as a goy. You know, he wants to convert to live as a Jew, but it's not the reason because of the marriage. Alright, so what do we see from it? So there is such a concept as ideas that halachas that are associated with Yiddishkeit. So somebody said, what about today? Yiddishkeit, right, is being a Zionist. If you give to the UJA, you come visit Israel every year, right? Or you are even ready to move to Israel. What greater identification is there with Yiddishkeit today than this act? Therefore, he said, I don't want to say his name, the name. He says, nowadays, since halachas, I mean, Ruben and Ruben of Klal Yisrael don't keep the halachas. You can't say halachas make you Jewish. If halachas make you Jewish, you only have a Jew. The totality of the Jewish population would be 5% of the total population. Obviously, 95% of the Jews in the world identify Yiddishkeit with either Zionism or UJA or visiting Israel or coming to Israel. Therefore, he says, as long as you have an acceptance of that, then that is considered a gear that you can be mekabel and more.
Now I see why you don't want to say his name.
All right. All right. Now. What? But let me tell you, we are not talking about an amoris at all. I mean, let me clarify. One thing, it's not an amoris. But I'm just telling you, you know, judge yourself. I'm just telling you how far you can go, right, if you want to. Right? If you want to, you can go very far. What? Right, of course. No, this Jew also doesn't say Jew. That's my addition. I didn't, you know, I didn't quote it exactly. This is my addition. It's not Kabbalah. There is no such a concept as Kabbalah mitzvahs. Mitzvahs just becomes a means of identification with Klal Yisrael. If it can be a flag, then the flag is good enough. You know, right? You know, if standing up for a flag that is identified as Klal Yisrael, then that would become Kabbalah's mitzvah. Meaning, throughout history, there is no other identification but mitzvahs. You need mitzvahs. Okay? Now, this is the mokor. This kind of svore is the mokor for the most of the Kabbalah's gerus, by the way, in the state of Israel. So take it seriously. I mean, I'm not telling you something that you should take it as a joke. This is extremely serious. They see, right, the mokor is that in order to be mekabel a ger, there has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs as an identification for Klal Yisrael. Anything that identifies Klal Yisrael at the time, that is considered a keilu mekabel mitzvahs, because we see that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lav davke. How riot, you don't tell him anything and it's called Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right? We see from the Gemara in Shabbos Samaches, Geir Shenis Gair Levenu Akum Velo Yoda Mishabbos Vafloi Meavoy Dezore. Listen to this. So what is the Aloche Have Geir? Why? Because somehow he identified with the Jewish people without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So that is in place. Look, right? Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's in place of...
Here they know.
Of the chidush is they don't know. That's the chidush. I heard from a rabbi in Chutz Lorets, for instance. What about if they come to Shul Yom Kippur? If she plans to come to Shul Yom Kippur, if you ask what does it mean to be Jewish, she'll tell you coming to Shul Yom Kippur. So why is that worse than giving to UJA, for instance? I'm just
The problem
is the people who are involved. The process is the same by the conservative. It's the people that are involved. Let me just finish up with one little thing in the Rambam Gupe. That's what you were saying before. How do you learn the Rambam when the Rambam says like this? A few things. Umoidino isoy ikre hadas sheyu yichud Hashem umarichim bedovor hazeh, etc., etc. Ketzad doimim loy. If now you eat chelev, it's okay. If you eat chelev when you become Jewish, it's terrible. Chorus. Ve'ein marbin molo, ve'ein medabdekin olo, but don't tell him too much. Shemo yigron letordo latoiso mederech toivo. What about if he'll change his mind? Why is the Rambam worried about changing his mind? Because that's how you're supposed to talk to him, with your rach and ratzon and verachim. So you have to tell him not too much. After you are doichem, and he comes back and he keeps coming back, so what do you tell him meanwhile? And then he says, Why? Because the whole point of rejecting gerim, right, is not because it's a mitzvah to reject gerim, it's klor. It's just a process of testing his intentions, that's all. Meaning there is no such a concept that we are against gerim. And by the way, even by, you know, I don't know if you know the story when one of the leaders of the Neturei Karta movement, of the leader, the one of the Reb Amram Bloy, when he decided to marry a gioiris, who was a 100%, that she was 100% Leshem Shemayim without any ksofek. And what do you mean, a gioiris? What a terrible... There is no such a concept in Judaism like yours. Just the opposite. It comes from the fact that all those things that they are bad for Klal Yisrael. But that's all, according to most of the opinions, like we saw in Tosfos, is because we don't trust them. But if it's 100%, if the intentions are 100%, then ein mashino, it's a fuck care. As soon as possible, bring him tachas kafi hashchino. It's your chiyu. So you see from the Rambam also, that farkeh, it's a chiyuv to be megayer, except that we are so suspect so much their intentions that we have to go through the whole difficult process to make it difficult for them to make sure that they really mean it, not because it's a mitzvah to reject them. Okay.
When he grows up.
Using the Orthodox, so it's a big deal. I should hold that the Chassid Shalom.